Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast. Here is your host for today, Paul Gloro.
Hello, lovers. It is so good to be with you here today on the Living Spiritfully podcast. I'm flying solo. It's just you and I, so I'm very honored that you're here. So tell me, what do you think of our first month of the Living Spiritfully podcast? We've had Meet the Mind Body Misfits with my girl Claudia Miko. I've had a heart-to-heart with Crystal Eves, my astrologer and collaborator. We're working on a project together right now called The Way of the Sun. And of course, my co-creator of Come Alive, Catherine Stilo, and I talked about or answered the question, how do you come alive? So I hope you're enjoying this podcast as much as we are enjoying delivering it and sharing it with you. Now, a lot of interesting conversations have come up over the last couple of weeks, and I want to thank you all for reaching out. Now, in case you're unaware, wherever you're listening to this podcast, if you check out the show's notes, just scroll all the way down, you will see a place where you can send us a voice note. Now, I encourage you, we all encourage you, to click that link, send us a note, just tell us, hey, how's it going? You know, tell us how much you love us or what you think about the podcast, or feel free to join us in the conversation and let us know what you think about the topics that we're discussing. Do you have anything that you want to share or add? It would be lovely to hear your voice. And of course, if recording a voice note is not your thing, you can always leave us a message in the Living Spiritfully Collective that is available if you go to livingspiritfully.com. All of this is in the show notes. You can go to livingspiritfully.com, sign up for a free account, and then join us in the conversation. Now, speaking of the Living Spiritfully Collective, you definitely want to join the collective because throughout the month of November, we're doing something called Self-Care November. And this is, it's actually an extension, an evolution from what we were doing, those of us that are in the Arise program. We had something called High Vibe October, where we focused on doing things regularly that raise our vibration. You know, a lot of people called it Sober October. I get the rhyme. I love a good rhyme just as much as the next girl. But I don't like the name Sober October because it wasn't just about being sober or abstaining from things. For me and for what I was offering the Arise group, it is about raising our vibration. So yes, of course, that means avoiding things that lower our vibration, like certain foods and certain activities and habits, if you will. But our focus was more on doing the things that make us feel good, that nourish us, that support our energy levels and help them thrive. So Self-Care November is an extension from that, and I do hope that you will join us. This is free for anybody who wants to join, so if you're listening, don't be shy. Go over to livingspiritfully.com, sign up, and join in. Even if it's after November 1st, even if you're listening to this on November 29th, you can still join in. We would love to have you. And the whole idea of Self-Care November is choosing one small task, and I'm encouraging everyone to just choose one that is less than 2 minutes long, that you will do to honor yourself, to love yourself, to nourish yourself, to refill your cup, whatever it is, however you want to think of it. But the intention behind it is to do something that is only for you, that you do it with the intention of filling up your cup so that you can go out and fill up your cup more or help others fill up their cup. And I recommend one task that you do that takes less than 2 minutes. An example that I was using with the collective as I was describing this is, you know, it could be something as simple as sniffing an essential oil or applying it to your body before going to bed. I know. I know I have like a stack of essential oils, so every day it could be something different, but just that simple thing of crawling into bed, opening up the bottle. I'm doing that as we speak. Opening up the bottle, taking a deep inhale. Doing that two more times and then, you know, saying my prayers and turning in for the night. It takes less than 2 minutes, but it adds such a, it just makes the experience that much more pleasurable and that much more beautiful. And it's such a lovely way to honor ourselves. So that's one example. Other examples can be something as simple as preparing your outfit the night before and laying it all out. So when you wake up, you just go and put it on. There's no need to think or ponder or, you know, have the trying on your clothes montage. You know, you're trying all the different things while Walking on Sunshine is playing in the background and you're like, oh, no, this doesn't work. And, oh, yeah, oh, I love this. And then, you know, am I the only one that does this? I pretend that every time I'm getting dressed, it's like an outfit montage in a movie. But anyways, I digress. That's another an example of something that you can do. Very simple, but again, something that takes you 2 minutes that you'll be likely to do. So if you want to join, all you have to do is sign up, go to livingspiritfully.com, sign up, create an account, and then find the welcome post. It's in the under the general tab. You find it. And just tell everyone in the comments section, say, hey, my name is Paul, and my self-care practice for the month of November is applying essential oils before I go to bed. And then what happens is every day I will post in the collective a reminder with, you know, some words of inspiration. And all you have to do once you complete your task, is go in there and comment on the day's post saying, yes, I did my practice, or yes, I did my self-care practice for myself. I feel good. You know, whatever you want to say in the comments. And then also comment on other people that have done this as well. I've done this before. I've led this a few times actually in the Living Spiritfully Collective when it was a group in a famous social media platform. But my intention is to get people, part of our self-care practice is to, you know, spend less time on social media and in places where people gather, heart-centered people gather for a common goal. And that is what my goal is with, or my hope is with the Living Spiritfully Collective. So I'll say it one more time because I think I've only said it 1,000 times already, livingspiritfully.com. Speaking of Self-Care November and the month of November, we've got a lot of exciting things happening in the podcast. Throughout November, Claudia and I will be back. Our Mind Body Misfits episode this month, we're discussing bioenergetics. She and I talk about this all the time. It's a modality that I've been incorporating in my coaching sessions, in my group classes. Throughout Arise, we do bioenergetic practices and techniques in our morning practice. So it's something that I've been using personally. I've been training with Claudia. But also I'm now sharing with others in the work that I do. So we're talking all about bioenergetics and what it is and how it can be useful for people. So you'll definitely want to check out that episode. Will come out next week. I'll have a heart-to-heart with my naturopath, but she's more than a naturopath to me. She is a woman that popped into my life in a time when I needed her, and she's been there ever since. I'll talk all about that. Her name is Dr. Patricia Rennie. I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with her and for all of you to hear it. It's just, she holds a special place in my heart, so I'm so honored that I get to share her with you. And of course, Come Alive, where Catherine and I are discussing different ways that we, you know, last month we talked about how do you come alive, and this month we're going to look at ways that we suppress our life force within us, and look at the different insidious, sneaky ways that shows up in our lives, and what we can do to do that less. So it's something looking forward. And there is so much more that will be coming throughout the month of November and into December and beyond. So I hope you're as excited about it as I am. So just a little update on my life. I started teaching in-person group fitness classes again. I'm back with Good Life Fitness. Actually, Good Life Fitness is where I didn't start my career there. I was working on my own before, but Good Life Fitness is, I guess you could say it's where my career really kicked off. I entered the fitness industry in 2005, studying and training and then teaching on my own, and then started working at Good Life Fitness, where I've met some amazing people and I've had such incredible opportunity just within the organization itself and beyond. We parted ways in 2015, and now we're back together again in 2022. I'm teaching at Good Life Fitness in Barrie, which is 25 minutes away from where I live. And it's just great to be in person again. Of course, I'm still continuing to do my online stuff through Arise and the Living Spiritfully Collective, but I love that I have the interaction of being with people on a regular basis and not just, once in a while for the in-person workshops and retreats that I've been running since. It's good to be in a regular space again, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm teaching right now Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. and Tuesday mornings at 10:45 a.m. So if you're in Barrie or surrounding area and you'd like to join me in one of those classes, I would love to have you. So check that out. And what else? My experience of High Vibe October was pretty interesting. I went in typical Paul Galoro fashion. I went balls to the wall with a million things that I wanted to do, and I crashed and burned so hard. But it was a lovely reminder to take these things slowly. Catherine and I discussed in last season of our podcast, Come Alive, we discussed the 12 permaculture principles, and one of them is small, slow solutions. And that's the reason why self-care November is 1 2-minute task. You just start off small. If self-care isn't something that comes to you naturally, starting with a 2-minute thing. I mean, anybody can do anything for 2 minutes. How many of you are sitting on the toilet right now, scrolling Instagram, listening to this podcast? You've probably been doing it for more than 2 minutes at this point. So that's why the task for self-care November is only 2 minutes. So, but as I was saying, High Vibe October, I crashed and burned, but I eventually came out of it. In the end, I did a 7-day cleanse that included a 3-day fast, which I just felt amazing and incredible. Clear-minded, focused, grounded in my body. And yes, I know some people saw me and they're like, "Oh, Paul, you don't look so good," because I did lose some weight, as one would when they fast, but I am putting it back on and I'm feeling great in my body. And I'm even noticing it in my workouts as well. My energy levels are back. And, it's really important, I think, for me anyway, it's important that I do these regular cleanses. I'm usually doing one in the springtime and the fall, those times when, the seasons are changing. Fall right now, now we're inching closer towards winter, but the fall season, it's that period where, we go from the heat of the summer to the cold of the winter, and we need that transition. You can't just go from one to the other, and our weather is so unpredictable sometimes that it can go from one extreme to the next. So it's nice to gradually work your body into that, and that's what my cleanses are for me. And because not only do I live my life by the moon, I also live my life by the seasons. So my activity... the activities that I engage in change in the fall and the winter time, and they're different than they are in the spring and summer, as I'm sure most people are. But also the way I eat changes too, right? I move away from the salads and the, you know, the lighter foods of the summer months into things that are more cooked, more heavy, more, you know, grounding in the fall and winter time. And my body feels so much better for it. So, High Vibe October was just a lovely reminder for me anyway, to make those small, slow changes to eventually create greater change overall in your life. These changes come in increments. We can't just go from one extreme to the next, from eating like shit to now eating super healthy all the time. Our body will, like, at least my body has been known to reject that sort of thing. And then I go into this, like, I go on a bender, and then it's all, you know, it's all it is. So, but on that note, speaking of, eating in tune with nature and changing my activity levels, in tune with the seasons, astrology. You've heard me talking about it for years, and I'm talking about it a lot more now because I think it is something very important, and it is a wonderful way to live in tune with nature. You know, especially I think, you know me, talking about this being spiritual. I can't stand that word spiritual. It's like, okay, maybe I can't stand that's a really intense a way of putting it, but that word doesn't resonate with me. And I've talked about this before. I'll talk about it again now. I don't consider myself spiritual. Yes, sure, I'm not religious. If I had to choose a word, I would consider myself more spiritual than religious. But I wouldn't even use the word spiritual, because I just think it's got too many meanings now that it's completely watered down. But I do believe in the word spirit, full, living full of spirit, and whatever that spirit is for you. Spirit for me is different than spirit is for you, right? Spirit is our essence, and my essence is expressed in a certain way. Your essence is expressed in a certain way. And I believe that if we're going to stand here in our, and I'm using air quotes, spiritualness, and say, oh yeah, the universe, but we don't look at what's happening in the bodies that occupy the space of the universe, then we're not really living spiritually, are we? Because if you think about it, spiritual means you're incorporating and encompassing all that is, that spirit that flows through everything. Right? And that spirit that created us, that helps the trees grow, and that brings the snow and makes the water move and is pulsing through you and I, that spirit is also the same spirit that has created those celestial heavenly bodies. And there is an aspect to that. You know, as a child, I used to lie in my backyard and stare at the sky. I had no idea what I was staring at. But I would just stare at the sky. And then my parents bought these encyclopedias. There were these two, like, thick volumes. I can't remember the name of them, but I can see them so clear in my mind's eye right now. And there was two volumes. There was, you know, the first volume was the first half of the alphabet. The second volume was the second half of the alphabet. And in the first volume, there was a section on astronomy. And I used to look at those pictures of the sky and just was always so fascinated. And that followed me through my entire life, right? In high school, I was writing the horoscopes in our high school newspaper. Now, I was in no way actually paying attention to the sky or the planet. I was just thinking of the people in my life that I knew, and I was writing the horoscopes based on them. So if I liked you, I would write nice things about that sign. If I didn't like you, I would write not so great things about that sign. It was horrible, but I was a kid. not much has changed. Just kidding. A lot has changed. I've always been interested in astrology, and more, and especially The timing that Crystal has come into my life, Crystal Eves, if you haven't listened to our Heart to Heart, go please listen to it. But the timing of her entering my life just, it's perfect as it usually is, right? But my understanding of astrology has deepened so much, and Crystal is also helping me understand astrology even more. And that's why I'm so excited about the project that the two of us are working on right now called The Way of the Sun, where we're looking at each of the archetypes of the zodiac. So we're looking at Aries and Taurus and Gemini and Cancer, etc., all the different signs, and looking at how they show up in all of our lives. Because we all have those 12 archetypes within us, regardless of, you don't even need to know what your, where the sun was situated in the sky at the time of your birth. You don't even need to know your birth chart. All you need to know is that that archetype of Aries, that starter energy, exists in all of us in some way. That archetype of Taurus, that energy of physicality of the body, it exists in us in some way. And so we look at all of these archetypes in different ways and how they show up in our lives. And so the group that we're doing this with right now, just they're having, I mean, I can't speak for them, but I can only reflect back what they've reflected to me, is they're enjoying it immensely and are learning so much. And that's really where I'm going with this conversation of how I use astrology in my life. You know, Crystal touched upon it in our conversation. She talked about how, you know, using astrology as like a weather report. And that's exactly how I do it. So I am paying attention to when the moon is full, because I know sometimes people, there's an intensity in people's energy that shows up in a full moon that I'm very cautious about who I spend time with, how much time I spend with them. If I do have to have a conversation with somebody that I know maybe we're not in such good terms, I would show up to that conversation more mindfully, so that there is less opportunity for the intensity that generally comes with full moon to infiltrate that experience. You know, let's even talk about, you hear me talk about Mercury retrograde all the time. I know that when Mercury is retrograde, is Mercury causing people to have misunderstandings and miscommunications? I don't believe that. I do believe that there is an energy that is emitted from the planets, and sensitive people can pick up on those energies. That I do believe. But I know that if I go into conversations a lot more grounded and mindful during Mercury retrograde, and with a clear understanding of what message I want to deliver in that conversation, or what point I want to get across, I make sure that I'm as clear and concise in the delivery of that message as I can be. Now, I make sure of that as best as I can in all times of the year, but I'm more focused on it during Mercury retrograde. It's like, if I know it's going to rain, I'll carry an umbrella with me. I'll make sure to carry an umbrella with me for good measure. But I always have an umbrella in my car, regardless of if I know it's going to rain or not, just in case I need it. There's always an umbrella by my front door, just in case it unexpectedly rains and I didn't know it was coming, but I'm there, I'm prepared. So, do you get what I'm saying? So that's how I use astrology. And now, for example, with Mars having just recently gone retrograde, it's not a time to freak out. I don't freak out about any of these things. Again, I'm just mindful. And so with Mars retrograde, what does Mars represent in astrology? Well, Mars is known as the planet of action. And we turn to understand Mars. We look at Mars to understand how we act in the world, how we show up, how we go out there, how we make plans, how we execute those plans, right? All of that is ruled by Mars. And so when Mars is retrograde, first of all, any retrograde period, I consider it to be the optimal time to reflect. Retrograde, reflect, revise, revisit. So just as we would revisit our thinking mechanism when Mercury is retrograde, we want to revisit and reflect on our action mechanism, the way we move, the way we plan, the way, you know what, Mars also is the god of war. And so our anger and the way we process our anger and the way we act out our anger comes from Mars. So reflecting on that and taking that period to watch these ways that we are, it's a wonderful thing. So again, am I thinking, oh, the planet is doing all of these things to me? No, but I think, okay, well, if Mars is taking this time to go back and it's like his way of reflecting, then it might be a good idea for me to do that as well. So I'm in tune with the energy of the universe, right? It's like, you know, when it's summer, that's the time to put on my bikini and go to the beach. It's not the time for me to pull out my parka and, you know, go for a walk with my parka on. So that's how I see with Mars. It's like, okay, when he's going forward, yeah, I'm going about my plans, and yes, I'm going to take the regular opportunities to stop and reflect on, okay, is this plan that I'm working on, am I taking the right action steps, you know, doing all of that stuff. But when Mars is retrograde, I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to look at not just what we're doing, the how of what we're doing, right? How we operate. So that's a little bit, I mean, I'm just rambling at this point, or as I like to now refer to it, I'm just speaking from my heart with no real organized thought system around it. But that's really how I see astrology. So just as I check the weather report, I check to see, you know, what's going on in the planets, who's where, who's doing what, what planet is in what sign, and how does that show up in my life? And then I'm mindful of my interactions with people and my interactions with myself as well. So that's a little bit about me and how I use astrology. And I think that's where we'll wrap it up. I love the sound of my voice, and you know I can continue going on, but we're reaching the 30-minute mark, and I think this is where we'll close it off. But I just want to remind you again to please join me in this conversation by going to livingspiritfully.com. All that information is in the show's notes, and join in on the conversation about the podcast, about the episodes, about anything that is coming into your awareness that you want to share with the collective. We'd love to have you. And of course, join us in Self-Care November. Even if you're listening to this well into the month, join me anyway. And then on November 17, join us as we get together for the Living Spiritfully Collective. We're going to have our community gathering on November 17 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you will join me for that. All the information is in the Living Spiritfully Collective. So make sure that you join the group and join us join us in the conversations within the collective, and then again join us for that that community gathering. That's it for me. I love you all tremendously. Thank you for sharing your heart with me. I share my heart back with you from the entirety of my being to yours. I love you. And I will see you again in our next episode. Mwah.
Spiritfully Podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.